Pulling together today's threads, this was a Friday with unusual range, from a genuinely concerning supply chain security story to the quiet completion of a decade-long language runtime project. If I had to identify the through line, it's that trust mechanisms are under pressure across multiple domains simultaneously. Trust in GitHub repositories, trust in enterprise identity frameworks for AI, trust in pharmaceutical supply chains, trust in public digital sovereignty announcements from governments. Every one of today's major stories is at some level about how we verify that something is what it claims to be.
That framing resonates with me. The GitHub malware campaign is the starkest version, a trust signal, the star count being weaponized. The Are You in the Waits project is about trust in data provenance. The Anthropic and SK Telecom story is about trust in regulatory frameworks to govern technology transfer. Even the Valhalla story is about trust in a compatibility guarantee that made a decade-long refactor feasible. The JVM team trusted that the Java community would wait if the end result was worth it.
Before we sign off, a brief time capsule moment. A few weeks ago, on May 2nd, we suggested that companies with heavy electric vehicle bets could face significant losses if adoption slowed. What's actually played out is more nuanced. Some EV-focused manufacturers have seen stock declines and revised projections downward, particularly in markets where charging infrastructure hasn't kept pace, but the overall transition is continuing at different rates in different regions. It's not the clean correction story we implied, it's messier than that, and we should have acknowledged more uncertainty in how we framed it.
And on May 4th, we suggested defense and energy stocks should benefit from continued tensions. Defense has tracked that prediction reasonably well. Increased spending commitments have supported those valuations. Energy was more complicated. Supply disruptions that might have driven prices higher were partially offset by demand concerns from the same economic conditions that generated the tensions in the first place. We were directionally right about defense and too simple about energy.
Taking uncertainty seriously is the point of doing that exercise. We're analyzing complex systems with incomplete information, and intellectual honesty about what we got wrong is more useful to listeners than pretending our calls were cleaner than they were.
Everything we covered today came from the Hacker News community at news.ycombinator.com. The GitHub malware investigation, the Valhalla deep dive, the DuckDB internals post, the European digital sovereignty essay. Every one of these was surfaced and vetted by that community before it reached us. If any story today caught your attention, please go find the original thread. The comments on the GitHub malware story alone are worth your time, and the Valhalla discussion has some extraordinary technical depth from JVM engineers who've been watching that project for years.
A genuine word of thanks to the tools that make this show possible. Claude Code, by Anthropic, handles our script generation and production automation. It's remarkable how much of the organizational work it takes on, and working with it daily has made us better at being precise about what we actually want to say. And Perplexity is how we surface and research the topics, real-time discovery across a fire hose of content, organized into something we can actually work with. We're grateful for both.
If you want more from us beyond the Hacker News beat, our companion show, Intelligix Daily News, covers geopolitics, markets, and world events. It's a broader lens on the same analytical approach we bring here. Worth checking out if you want the context around the stories HN doesn't cover.
That's Friday, June 19th. Have a good weekend, go read the HN threads, clone nothing suspicious, and we'll see you Monday.
Take care, everyone.